You are now listening to the iScript of Better Days 1 by Stephen Cameron. Red Phoenix by Stephen Cameron series. In the pilot for Better Days, we meet Jason, Barbara, and Kenny, three early 20s men and women just living life the only way they know how. The upcoming film Red Phoenix and The Seven Keys to Atlantis has Jason very excited to get in and meet the writer-director who has come to town for a Q&A session and a private screening. This episode introduces us to a world full of characters that will show up from time to time. Have fun, and remember, it's not for everyone. Better Days, Episode 1, Red Phoenix. Written by Stephen Cameron. Characters and story created by Stephen Cameron. Special thanks to Arcadio Reyes for allowing me the privilege of using his screenplay and likeness in the episode, and Alan Holman for allowing me to refer to his masterpiece, Banana Chan. If you have the time, check out www.bananachan.com. It's a good-looking website and an enjoyable series. Faden, interior, house, kitchen, morning. The kitchen is small with a circular table in the middle and all the essentials crammed around. At the table sits John Walker, a 50-year-old wearing only a white muscle shirt and underwear, leaving little of his fat and hairy body to the imagination. He reads the newspaper. John.
Jason, you tape soccer for me?
On screen walks Jason Walker, a 21-year-old, semi-good-looking man with short, dirty blonde hair dressed in gray jogging pants and a white muscle shirt. He goes over to the counter and grabs a box of crispy rice breakfast cereal. Jason.
Yeah? Good. I hope my team won.
Jason grabs a bowl and feels around the inside and puts it down. Grabs another and does the same. Jason.
These bowls have some crap inside. Do you not wash them? What are you talking about?
Jason brings a bowl over to him. Feel the inside. It's like it's growing hair. John rubs his hand around the inside.
Nothing.
Jason goes back over to the counter and finds one that's clean.
You have work today?
No, they never called me in. Jason dumps the crispy rice into the bowl and pours a lot of sugar on top of it. Interior, basement, day. The basement walls are filled with movie and music posters. A lonely window is located right above a metal-framed futon. A coffee table in front of it with game systems and junk on it. A large TV stand with a television set across from them. The door at the top of the stairs creaks open. Feet pound down the wooden stairs, and Jason comes down carrying his bowl of cereal. He sits on the futon and turns on the TV to Montel Williams. Jason, voiceover.
Hi, I'm Jason Walker. This is the story of three friends who just want to have a good time.
Jason looks around. Subtitle, 10 minutes later. The cereal bowl sits on the coffee table. Jason is now asleep, sitting up with his head down, facing his crotch. The door at the top of the stairs creaks open, and another pair of feet make their way down the stairs. Kenny Hart Jr., a 21-year-old average-looking male with short black hair and a landing strip goatee, walks down the stairs and over to where Jason is sleeping. Kenny,
trying to give yourself a blowjob will hurt your back, you know? You should get What's-Her-Face to do it for you.
Jason wakes up as Kenny jumps onto the futon beside him and places his feet on the coffee table. Jason,
groggy, when did you get out?
Today.
Why didn't you call me? I would have come got you.
My father wanted to. Patch things up, you know? So I had to go home with him, but I'm here now.
You still have that job in his hardware store?
Yeah, even though I know dick all about the tools, I still have a well-paying, solid job. You?
Not yet. I can't find anything. Too many foreigners stealing all the jobs because companies want to be friendly to the people who will work for free.
Yeah. Have you popped What's-Her-Face's sweet little cherry yet?
Barbie?
No, we're just friends, man. She won't let you, huh?
No.
Jason's pure black cat named Warrior jumps up in his lap. Both pet it.
So, this is the only pussy you'll be getting for a long time. Me? I'll be getting laid in about an hour because chicks dig guys that do time in the joint, you know?
I can get laid. I just don't want to right now. I have more fish to fry for now.
On the television comes a commercial for a film called Red Phoenix and the Seven Keys to Atlantis. Voice on TV. Off screen.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've enjoyed all of the other blockbusters this year, and now one of the most anticipated films of the year, written and directed by Arcadio Reyes, Red Phoenix and the Seven Keys to Atlantis, will be screened today for a select audience at the Rock City Center in our fine city of Alberton. I, for one, will be there.
The television clicks off. Jason.
Man, we have to go.
Kenny.
You said this about Spider-Man 2 as well. We went to see it and you just thought it was okay. I mean, give me a break.
I'm going. Please come with me, buddy old pal.
Okay, just don't start tearing up and blubbering like a chick.
Jason pats him on the shoulder. Interior, hair salon, day.
Inside the salon are six workstations with a large mirror and chair, three on each side of the room. A back room can be seen in the distance where the hairdressers wash hair and the employees lounge. Barbara Davidson, a 21-year-old with medium-length curly brown hair, walks on screen from the back and stops behind her chair. Barbara. Next, an ugly, red-headed, pimply-faced teen named Billy gets up, walks over, and sits down in the chair. Barbara puts the gown around him and they start talking while she cuts his hair. Barbara. Let me guess. Your usual? Billy. You know it. Yes, I do. Hey, baby, will you go to the dance with me next Friday? No. Why do you keep coming back every week to get your hair cut? In hopes I will rub off on you? Is it working? Not at all. So, how would you like some Billy in you? What? You know. He winks at her. What is wrong with you? I'm in love with you. You're just a horny little rat. Thanks. Billy looks down and smiles. Barbara finishes. Barbara, yelling, I'm going on break. Jean, off screen. Okay. Barbara grabs her purse and leaves. Billy semi-follows her out. Fade out. Opening sequence. Fade in. Exterior. Street. Day. Jason and Kenny are walking away from traffic on the sidewalk. They stop and Jason notices a poster on the window of the convenience store across the street. Exterior. Convenience store. Day. The store is small and attached to other small businesses. The glass windows are dirty, but a shiny new poster of Red Phoenix and the Seven Keys to Atlantis catches Jason's eye. Jason. Dude, I must have that. Kenny.
Yeah, but didn't do anything stupid.
When do I ever do stupid things? Looks at Kenny. Okay, there was a couple of times. Subtitle. A few months earlier. Exterior. Cinema. Day. People crowd the theater to get in and get a ticket. A large poster of Spider-Man 2 is on the door. Barbara and Kenny walks a few feet behind Jason, who is dressed in a bright Spider-Man costume. Barbara. Why'd you embarrass us this way? Barbara points to his costume. Jason. What? He pulls the mask off. Barbara. You're wearing red and blue pajamas. Look at yourself. Jason does, and then looks back at her. Jason. You're just jealous. A kid in a Green Goblin costume walks up to Jason. He quickly puts the mask back on. Barbara. Yeah. That's it. Jason. My arch nemesis, Green Goblin. I thought I killed you in Spider-Man 1. Green Goblin.
Think again, hero. I have arisen from the dead to take revenge.
Both get into a fighting stance. Kenny and Barbara walk by and go into the theater. Jason sprays some silly string into the eyes of Green Goblin, kicks him in the stomach, and runs into the theater. Green Goblin starts crying. Exterior, convenience store. Back two. Jason and Kenny are now right in front of the poster. Jason. Did you know that? Kenny.
I was there.
Jason puts his hand on the poster and places his cheek up against it. Jason.
We'll be together very soon, I promise.
The door opens and a clerk pokes his head out. Clerk.
Hey, you. Get off the poster. It is not a popsicle.
Jason does. Jason. Sorry, dude. Clerk disappears back into the store. Interior. Convenience store. Day. Kenny is at the counter buying a drink. Jason stares out the window looking at the poster. Jason.
Please let me have it.
Clerk.
You cannot have the posters until they are taken down, and it will not be taken down until after the release of the film.
Just take it down and say someone stole it.
I cannot. Please stop asking.
$10 if you do.
Boss will kill me if I do.
$15?
Well, since you want it so bad. $30, and it's yours.
What?
You want it so bad, right? Give me $30, and I'll give it to you.
Jason looks to Kenny with a dumb smile on his face. Kenny, spot me $15? Kenny.
Fine, if it shuts you up.
Jason and Kenny give the money to the clerk. Interior basement. Day. The Red Phoenix poster is now up on the wall beside one of Banana Chan. Jason and Kenny stand in front looking at it. Jason.
It's beautiful.
Kenny.
What's this other one here?
It's Banana Chan. Kenny looks at Jason and shrugs his shoulders. Come on, it's only the best American animated series ever.
How come I've never heard of it?
Because it's not on in prison.
That hurt.
Kenny grabs his heart.
That really hurt.
Grow up. Kenny grabs Jason in a headlock and starts rubbing his knuckles on his head.
What sex position produces the ugliest children?
Jason, muffled.
I don't know. Ask your mom.
Kenny laughs, and Jason starts to struggle with him. They fall to the ground. Kenny holds his grip, and at that moment, they look up to see Barbara. Barbara.
I can come back when you're done.
They let go and get up quickly. Jason.
We weren't doing anything.
Barbara.
Yeah.
Sure. Barbara looks at the poster.
Another poster? What is this? Red Phoenix?
Jason. A new film. We're going to a press conference later and hopefully get in to see the actual film.
We?
Kenny.
He's making me go. I guess you're stuck too.
Yeah, you're stuck.
What if I have a date? Do you ever think I may have other plans?
We both know you're in love with Jason. He's your boyfriend. The two of you just won't admit it.
Whatever.
I'll pay for you. Please come, Barbie, please.
Okay, I'll come.
Kenny rolls his eyes and sits on Jason's futon beside the cat. They look at each other. Kenny.
Even you know they're meant for each other and you're just a stupid cat.
Subtitle, an hour later. Interior, basement, day. Jason, now alone, sitting on the futon. The cat sleeps on his lap while he watches the news. Reporter, off screen.
Tonight, with all these stars being in town, everyone is trying to make them happy and get tickets to the press conference, even though it sold out 10 minutes after the booths opened.
Jason smiles to himself and holds up his tickets. Reporter, off screen.
Also, there is the film viewing, which is by invitation only, so after the press conference, a previously hand-selected few will be seeing the film first before its release next month.
Jason slams his hand down on the futon, scaring the cat, who jumps down and runs off. Jason.
Shit. Come back, warrior. Here, kitty kitty. I'm sorry.
Jason looks at his lap and sees a small puddle on his pants.
Sick. You drooled on me.
Some feet pound the steps, and Jason's father arrives on the screen. He sits beside him.
The fucking cat drooled on my leg.
So, you like the game? John.
Yeah. Goddamned Yankee pricks always stealing the games.
Who? The Americans?
No, the fucking English. Tree-loving hippies.
It's tea.
What's tea?
You said tree-loving hippies, and they love tea.
I don't care what they want to do with their free time, just as long as it doesn't ruin my soccer.
John watches the television, and there is a brief moment of silence. Jason, do you want something? John,
of course. Could you be sure to turn on your VCR before you go out and tape soccer again, because I'm going out.
Sure. John hands Jason some money.
Have a good time.
He gets up and winks at him, then walks away. What's this for? He's already gone. Jason just places the money in his pocket and goes back to watching the television. Interior, kitchen, house, day. Ken Sr. sits at the table drinking a beer. Kenny walks on screen and sits across from him. Kenny.
So, do I start tomorrow?
Ken Sr.
Yeah. What time?
Make it 8, and we'll see how it goes.
I'm leaving in about an hour to meet up with Jason. Is that okay?
Yeah. I'll most likely go play poker with the guys, so if I'm not here when you get back, don't worry.
Talk to Mom lately?
She hates me because I left you in prison, but was she there when you got out?
No, stupid bitch just wanted to go screw around with the young guys while I take care of you.
Maybe. We don't know the whole story.
What is there to know? Don't worry about it. I have it under control.
Kenny gets up and walks out. Interior, hair salon, day. A woman sits in a chair with her head in a sink. Barbara washes her hair. Jason walks in while the woman is under. Jason.
Hey, Barbie.
Barbara.
What is it, Jason?
Barbara continues to wash the woman's hair while they talk.
You're almost finished, so I thought I'd come in and wait for you.
That all?
No, not really.
Have you ever given a guy a foot job?
Have you?
No.
I do not know what it is, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, you know, it's like a blow job or a hand job, but with your feet.
In that case, no. Why do you ask?
No reason, just...
The woman in the chair sits up, her face that of disgust.
Ma'am, what's wrong?
The woman grabs a towel and wraps her head. She walks out, leaving Jason to shoot a look to Barbara.
Jason,
something I said?
Barbara, guess so.
Barbara checks the clock on the wall.
Anyway, you ready to go?
Definitely. The owner, Jean Smith, a 42-year-old woman dressed in the same uniform as Barbara, walks in. She stops in front of them and places